Jess in with you this morning. It's time to catch up with Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman. Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. It's Friday, which is exciting. School holidays are kicking off. I don't get school holidays, but a lot of people in the Upper Hunter do. And we just want to remind everyone to, first of all, travel safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, school holidays generally will bring increased traffic into the area and people who are oftentimes unfamiliar with the road. So just a reminder to people to drive safely, obey the road rules and really drive to the conditions.
Exactly. And in the school holiday side of things as well, of course, we've got that outbreak of COVID-19 in Sydney at the moment. How's that affecting us here?
Okay, so obviously with the outbreak in Sydney, there was a new health order issued the day before yesterday, and that really relates to people who either live in the Greater Sydney area or have travelled in that area. So for us, we're really mindful of any person within the police organisation, any of our officers who may have travelled to Sydney and that Greater Sydney area, because there is that requirement for people to wear masks if they have been there in the last 14 days. And so particularly over the school holidays, there may be an influx of people from the Greater Sydney area. And in any indoor venues, it's important that people who have been in Sydney in the last 14 days are wearing a mask. So that's the biggest issue for us. There are a number of LGAs within Sydney where those people shouldn't be leaving the area. So for those very small number of LGAs, those people shouldn't be in our area in any event. But in addition to that, to keep our locals safe, it's really important that people practice good social distancing, practice good hygiene, and if they're unwell, get tested and stay home until they receive a negative result. And then finally, we've got the issue of contact tracing. So if there does happen to be an outbreak or an incident within our district, it's really important that people have used the QR code when going into businesses, cafes, restaurants, all of those types of things, so that that contact tracing can occur as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Exactly. In general, Tracy, would you suggest that anybody in the Hunter Valley Police District area or anywhere that's not in Sydney avoid going to Greater Sydney?
Oh, I absolutely think people should reconsider their travel options. So if people had plans to go to the Greater Sydney area, and it's not absolutely essential, I think it's important that we all take responsibility for ourselves and for our local community and reconsider that travel.
Exactly. We do have details at our website of that public health order from Wednesday, including where and in what circumstances you need to be wearing a mask. Now, last night, Tracy, we did have a car accident in Muswellbrook.
We did have a car accident at about 6:50 p.m. last night. It appears at this time that we had a vehicle travelling south on Clendinning Street and they failed to negotiate that T-intersection with Victoria Street. Seems like a big collision. They did collide through the railway line security fence, went down an embankment and onto the tracks, but both the occupants received only minor injuries from that collision and were treated at Muswellbrook Hospital, and by 8:15 that scene had been cleared. So there was no significant impact to trains or any other, I guess, traffic issues in relation to that.
Yeah. It's certainly been a busy few weeks for our local police district, so I'm sure you are very excited to hear that out of the last graduation ceremony down in Goulburn, we got 4 additional probationary constables.
We did. So there was an attestation parade in Goulburn last Friday, and from that class we received 4 probationary constables to the Hunter Valley. So 2 of those have been stationed at Muswellbrook, 1 at Singleton and 1 at Cessnock. It's really good to, one, have additional police come into the area, but it's great to get a real balance of skills and experience with our police in the district. So we have a predominantly experienced workforce. And so every time we get new probationary constables, it just balances that demographic a little bit for us. And as always, when you have fresh people, new people into the district, they bring different ideas. They have a different way of looking at things sometimes. So it's just really good to get that balance. So it's really exciting for us to have the new probationers on board.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
No problems, anytime.